always find me loving you so kindly. Your life is like candlelight, and darling, no one told us, no one ever told us what this love could hold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Saturday edition. Today's date is Saturday, the 8th of December, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me for a live rant of the French Connection. Of course, we have been working very hard to start doing live broadcasts, and we have put a great effort in to get this thing going today. We're going to be doing live broadcasts at least several times a week and possibly on a regular schedule every day. And hopefully then beginning our process of getting some of our interviews back. And if you are more comfortable with going to the site, there'll be no change in downloading of the files. But what you will have is you will be able to listen to the daily file before it goes up on the site as a permanent file. You'll be able to have actually a few hours in advance of. So if you're interested in the information sooner than the rest, you could do that. We need your help to tune into Shoutcast. One of the ways that you get exposure on Shoutcast is by having a lot of listeners, a lot of people tuning in. And so that requires us to get the word out, you to help us, if you would, to provide, you know, everyone with the fact that we're doing these broadcasts. And what will happen is people will see us. They will recognize the French Connection name or my name or I Am the Witness or one of the other guests that we have or the subject we're speaking about. And for the first time, they'll tune in. Many people out there coming to the facts have actually arrived at this battle recently. They're not longtime French Connection followers or anybody else. Many of them are new to this whole fight, and they're hungry for information. And certainly we don't want them being fed the Alex Jones nonsense that pushes people away from criminal Zionism. I, for the fourth or fifth time in my life, listened to Ben Friedman again today while I was sitting here, and I listened to the live stream of Ben's audio. And there is no better audio file on criminal Zionism on earth than the Benjamin Friedman audio file. It's the best one ever done. Nothing I ever do will have the same kind of punch or credibility as that one does because, simply put, Mr. Friedman was present during some of the crimes. He was actually in his early career working directly under some of the most important Zionists, including Morgenthau, Brandeis, and others. And he found out about what they were doing and didn't agree with it. He did not want his future, his world, his life, his children, and he states that, his children, to be consumed by this criminal Zionist conspiracy of one world government under their auspices, under their control. And it's sad that so few people in the world have heard him. I mean, our site alone, the French Connection, has had hundreds of thousands of downloads of Ben Friedman over the last couple of years. But hundreds of thousands, ladies and gentlemen, is not the millions we need to know this information. Benjamin Friedman has to be heard by every American, all 300 million, every European, every Russian, every person on earth. It has to be translated in other languages. It has to be put out there for all to know and hear. And it is imperative that we begin to get a bigger footprint on the internet with these facts, with the facts about the books that we've got with Andre Dickey and with Andrew Hitchcock's work and, of course, David Pidcock and Faley and Archibald Maul Ramsey's book and the Red Dragon and all of these different books that we have put out there, the Controversy of Zion by Douglas Reed. People need to become educated on all of the facts because once you've learned this, you cannot be duped by their nonsense. It just won't work anymore. The most powerful weapon against the deceptions is education. And I have taken that role as educator here because I found that the best way for my future to be secured and that of my children and yours and others is to inform and then to rally people to the cause of truth. Now, my detractors have been savaging me for a very long time, And the association I had before waking up to what the person was actually doing was destroying my credibility out in the internet. He was intentionally causing me to be seen in bad light. And as a result, rather than people feeling drawn to our information or my information, they were repelled by it because of the controversies that were being spawned by this person over and over again. And it was interesting when I looked back at when those controversies were really spun out by this person. They came almost identically in periods where we were doing well, where we were starting to grow. And, of course, I see it as intentional sabotage. And now I'm very clear that that's exactly what this person's role was. And he did it with a great deal of facts and truth to be sold from his side, using my credibility and my sincerity to do it, and then he'd go out and trash people. And many of the people he would trash may or may not have been bad guys. What's not important. What was important here is the effect it had on getting these truths that we needed to circulate out into the wider audience. And it was a successful strategy on his part for a very long time. It's no longer working. And people have actually written me saying that how sad they are to find out that this is what his role really was. But that's behind us, and what we've got now is only opportunities, but we still have a large mountain to climb here with regaining some of the credibility lost as a result of the Huffschmidt debacle, if you will. And that credibility is going to be difficult to regain in the minds of some. You know, it's hard when you lose that kind of following to regain it. People automatically put you in a category, and then you're permanent there. They don't give you a second chance. And that's sad because the work we've got on the site now and the things we've been able to do and the work we are planning on doing is the best out there. And no longer are we going to fool around with the nonsense. We've got historical documents. We've got books. We've got current pertinent information regarding the financial malaise. And that's not a malaise. It's a catastrophe. Malaise. Malaise is what the general public thinks we have, a financial malaise. I misspoke on that. The rank and file American thinks, oh, we're just in a period of little downturn. Wait till they find out how bad it really is going to be. It's a debacle of epic proportions, in my view, and I think we're only just starting to see the effects of it, and we're just going to see them grow and get more serious. And thus, the reasons behind their setting up of all of these laws to support their crimes. They've gotten rid of our constitutional protections. And now they have the color of law to go out and protect themselves from the backlash that is surely to come from the kind of cascading financial problems we're all facing. The other things that have shocked me about doing this kind of work over time, now I'm into 3 years of doing this, the fact that the mainstream American is as dumb as he really is, that has shocked me. Now, for a couple of years, I've been absolutely dumbstruck by the fact that middle America cannot wrap their brain around the fact that we lied our way into a war in Iraq, that terrorism is a fraud, that the 9/11 debacle and murder and implosion was done by Mossad and elements within our own government of Jewish origin, Zionist Jewish origin. And none of those facts can actually get into the mainstream. And the fact that people have been so dumbed down it's a surprise to me. And I guess when you are all out there listening, it must shock you as well. So it is. I don't know what to say about it. That being said, we're still in the early stages of putting this program together, this qualitative program that we've figured out, where Ben Friedman can be run several times a day, his speech at the Willard Hotel, where Myron Fagan's work about his experience in Hollywood can be told daily, where Representative Findley's work on They Dare to Speak Out can be told, maybe elements within the interviews of Eustace Mullins' early stuff can be told, some of the research books. And people, we could actually put audio files out about the Federal Reserve System and people who have told the truth about that over time. There's so many things that we can loop from historic sources that will give people a place to start with in their research. It'll strengthen their argument when they go out and try to talk to other people. But what I've begun to find also is that the American public in general don't want to hear this. They would rather make believe it isn't so. I mean, literally look at you and say, I don't want to know that. I have parents who are from that kind of school. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to know about that. I don't really understand that, and I don't want to know. I don't know where that comes from. It is enraging to people who care about where we're heading to hear that from people. But can I tell you, it's been my experience that the largest majority of the middle American public has this mentality. And I have to stop and wonder, is this one of the subliminal indoctrinations that they're all suffering from? Now, of course, I've told you over time that I don't watch television. I see an occasional sports game on TV. I do like watching American football from time to time. And college basketball once in a while. And I do watch some, nature shows and things once in a while. Documentaries that are not politically orientated, but it's rare. And it might add up to 2 or 3 hours a week, if that. And I wonder, is it the fact that I've never been a TV person, even as far back as 25, 30 years ago, I watched almost none. I mean, there was a 10-year period I didn't own a television. I'm wondering if that's the reason why I care and the masses don't, because most people are, glued, their eyeballs are glued to that screen. And they don't call it an idiot box for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Or is it because there's fluoride in their water? And I've always lived in a place that didn't have that. I lived in Hawaii, and they didn't have fluoride in their water. And I've lived in Europe. They don't have it here. And when I lived in another part of America, they didn't have it either because I was in a rural setting, and the drinking water didn't come from city sources. So I never really had fluoride in my system. So two, I think, of the main things that we've been able to identify as reasons why people kind of don't get it, or have been out of my equation. And I think the last thing is that I've always been willing to give something that somebody shows me a fair read. If you approach me with something, of course, my first response might be, no, you're crazy, I don't believe that. But of course, as soon as you leave our conversation, I'm looking into the fact of around what you told me, and I'm giving it its due. And I think there's a lot of people probably like that. But that also added to my ability to actually look into these facts and learn as much as I could about it, and willing, what we say, to suspend my disbelief when it came to criminal Zionist Judaism. Now, what I did discover early on was that there are some people and some groups very ensconced from the Jewish community in this crime, and then there are others who are not. This is what I discovered. And I didn't go out looking for confirmations on what I discovered, but rather I kind of assessed new information and put it through that process of examination and found also that many Jews in this world are not aware of what is happening in their name. You have to take a look at the small business owner or the person who works at when I was in school in New York, I knew some people that were library assistants who were from the Jewish community, and they rode a bicycle to work, and they had an apartment, and their girlfriend was a friend of mine, and I mean, I didn't see anything that indicated in any way they were helping to forward this conspiracy. However, I have met people from the Jewish community in New York who I now look back on and say to myself, they've been lied to, and they were actually trying to help this group, this criminal group, because of the lies they were told. Same lies I was told, same lies you were told, that the Jews are permanent victims, that they have always been treated badly by everyone else, and they deserve our sympathy and protection. This is what the lie has always been. And, of course, that is pounded out worldwide. It's over here in Europe as well as the United States. So no matter where you go in the Western world, you're going to hear that same drumbeat of nonsense. But the fact still remains that we have to give people who've been duped or who have been led astray by the propaganda, as many Christian Zionists have been, the benefit of the doubt that they can be re-educated and that they're not people who are out there profiting from the crimes. Now, why is it so important, and why do I harp on this every show? Well, because I believe if they find out they've been lied to, they're going to be angry about it, as I would be. And since they're part of the community that is doing the criminal subjugation of humanity, they may have more influence in stopping it than most. In other words, the best way to tear down a conspiracy or a criminal group is from the inside. And it would be a heck of a lot easier for us to start getting inside information about them and bringing their whole lie down around their ears if we can get people to wake up from the community that they're lying to the most. It just makes sense to me. So I want to encourage people from the Jewish community to look into the facts. If this is your first time hearing the French Connections broadcast, check out and see if I've said the right stuff here. Listen to what Ben Friedman says, born Jewish. Listen to what Myron Fagan has said, born Jewish. Look what Jack Bernstein wrote about, born Jewish. They murdered him, in fact, Mr. Bernstein, for telling the truth. You know, I have supporters and followers from the Jewish community, and there's actually a substantive number that have helped us out with the $10 and $20 donations, and also written to me here about information that I should look into. And in every instance that I've received something from these people who've been following us for a while, there was some validity to it, and it helped push the ball down the field a bit. And we need more of that. We need a lot more of that. This is only the beginning of this need for help from the people who listen. You know, in each instance here, when I go and do one of these files, I always also talk about the need for you to become involved. This is not a one-directional event, me doing these broadcasts. I need your help. First of all, without your support, there is no French Connection. Without you listening in and sharing this information and providing this information to new listeners, to new adherents to the truth, we're never going to be able to grow large enough and strong enough to take effective action. It just is not going to happen. Now, you have to know that each day that passes, that these people are not bringing the tyranny curtain down on everybody is a day that they're in bigger trouble. Now, of course, once they've brought a curtain of tyranny across America down, then they're going to start on a new phase of how they're going to profit from the anarchy that they create themselves through bringing down tyranny, whether that be by a false flag terror event and then suspending free movement in the country through martial law or whatever. Then we're in a different phase then. But right now, every day that that doesn't happen is a day that they lose supporters, and that's a day that truth is a little bit larger against them. You have to see this as a single direction flow. There are no people going in the direction of the Jewish criminal Zionists. None. Not a single one. Nobody who comes to these facts and realizes they're true is sticking with these people. They're leaving them. Now, granted, there are people at Blackwater and at Dynacorp and the rest of them that are paid murderers and assassins and thugs, and there will always be people willing to hurt and maim others for money. That's always going to be the case. So please don't be surprised by the fact that sometimes people are actually, we'll get into that another time. And there's going to be a time when I do a show on Blackwater and a show on these paid-for-hire murderers that they're putting in place across the United States. You know, one of the things that happened from that big fires that happened in San Diego County was that Blackwater has tried to take a big, huge swath of land just outside of San Diego, right in the center of the fire zone. Many people believe those fires were set intentionally. I talked about it during the fires of what was going on and how there were evacuations from neighborhoods that weren't even experiencing any fire, where people were actually lighting houses on fire to get rid of, there were 1,300 or 1,400 houses that were burned that were not directly in a fired area. People just getting rid of their houses that had trouble with their mortgages possibly, or they were sitting vacant and had invested in it for their own riches, and it wasn't being sold, so they probably burned it. But this Blackwater group is going to be the people who go out into communities when they do declare a martial law and confiscate guns and shoot people for not following exactly what they want. Now, who knows what kind of terror or tyranny they're going to bring down on the streets of America, but it will be frightening. And I believe that this group needs to be outed in every way possible so that if you're in an area where Blackwater is moving operationally, maybe you need to uproot. Maybe you need to go. Maybe you need to find other accommodations elsewhere, because they are not nice about the way they do stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very nasty group of criminals, Blackwater. Take a look at pictures that are coming out of Baghdad and the murderous events that have taken place in central Baghdad and Fallujah and other places where they were operating. They're hired murderers is what they are. And there's nothing redeemable about the organization Blackwater. So funny that they've had to resort to private armies in the United States to keep this thing going. It's unbelievable, but that's a fact. And the amounts of money they're willing to pay these murderers, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, even more in some cases, $150,000, to be a gun-toting lunatic for a private company working for the criminal Jewish Zionist cabal in Washington and Israel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting that I try, as I'm getting on this show every day and trying to convince new listeners or even people that this is a real conspiracy. I really feel at pains to even bother with that anymore. Somebody said to me, it's suspicious that you don't talk about 9/11 anymore. I have to say I've talked that subject to death. Everyone in the world knows that it was a government op, and they just need to be told which government. Israeli, ladies and gentlemen, Israeli, with elements of the British MI6 and 5 and elements within the United States government, the happened to be Jewish criminal elements within the United States government. But it was a Zionist criminal act of murder and terror. And the terrorists themselves are the Judeo-fascists. And that's exactly who we should be turning our anger and our ire toward. Now, the subject is almost closed with me. I mean, the details, of course, I don't know the shell that penetrated the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor, but I know that the Japanese dropped a bomb and they could have, and that's how the ship went down, but I don't know exactly how it sank. And I know that would have, could have been avoided if the intelligence that the criminal president Roosevelt had at the time found its way to the people who could have made a difference, intentionally kept from them to get us into war. Now, I know that's a conspiracy that has ample evidence to prove that this is the case. I don't need to know all the details about how it all happened. I know it's true. I know it is. Same thing with 9/11. I don't have to know every detail about that. I just know it's true. The preponderance of just the superficial evidence is enough to convince you. When you get below the surface, it's a slam dunk. And yet 70% of the American public still don't wrap their brain around the fact, which is tells you a lot about how lost Americans are. You know, we've seen this before, ladies and gentlemen, in history. You know, the Germans never thought their country was turning into tyranny either. The Russians didn't think theirs would. Argentina didn't think theirs would. Chile didn't think theirs would. I mean, each country that experiences criminal Judeo-fascism and sickness and tyranny like we're starting to feel in America, they often don't feel like it's going to happen to them. And they don't see the warning signs around them because they can't believe. They don't see any similarities to anything they'd ever seen before, so they don't know what real tyranny is. But if you're somebody who's been in a criminal state where tyranny reigned, and you're in America right now watching things happen, you're sure that the country's going toward that end. You can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it. It's happening here where I live. The police are now dressing like the stormtroopers in America. They're hiring police in France for their size and their muscles and their brutality. They're ordering them into situations with the public and then not asking them to negotiate situations so they can be ended peacefully, but rather hitting first and asking questions later. That whole shift was put in under the now president when he was the interior minister. He shifted the emphasis of the police from a protect and serve organization to a hunt and injure organization, an organization that will experience and met out tyranny on its public. We're all getting that. And they've just announced that they're going to double in a couple of years the number of cameras on the streets of France. And they're drumming up the idea that terrorism and Al-Qaeda, they're still using the word Al-Qaeda, which is another amazement to me that people can still actually use that with a straight face. they're trying to drum up the idea that Al-Qaeda is operating in France, which you and I and anybody with a brain knows is just a sack of hogwash. It's a bunch of crap, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, the French public, by and large, hasn't said much. Now, of course, the press here would never report it anyway because it's controlled by criminal Zionists, as are press organizations and organs in Sweden and in Germany and in Britain and Canada, America, Australia. Doesn't matter where you go in the Western world, the media is owned and operated by these people. So they're never going to tell you that these lies coming out of the mouths of these politicians and these so-called presidents and prime ministers are lies, but they are. How one of these American officials can actually get up in front of a camera and talk about bin Laden, it blows my mind. It's the most shocking thing that goes on in a daily stew of lies is when one of them gets up and talks about Al-Qaeda and bin Laden as though they're still valid organizations and this man's still alive. It's unbelievable. And yet, they do it. They do it with a straight face. And I wonder at times how many people actually do know Israel and the Mossad and Shin Bet and other organizations within the criminal Judeo-fascist organizations are actually behind this crime wave we're all experiencing. I wonder how many. If the evidence on the internet is any guide, a lot more people than ever before and growing in number daily. There's nary a website dealing with these facts that has any element of truth in it that can stay away from these facts. And as I said the other day, even this cretin liar Alex Jones has to start giving validity to the idea that that the Jews of Israel and the Judeo-fascists, Zionist criminals are behind this. And they are. Because he will lose his entire listenership rather quickly as the truth mounts. So this must be putting a great deal of pressure on these crooks to take an action. Now, if that's the case, and it is, and you also assume that the financial crisis is as terrible as I've said it is, and it is, then what we've got happening here is a perfect storm. And I'm wondering if we're not going to see activity in the first couple of months of next year, because I don't believe they can continue on this path without taking some sort of action. It just doesn't seem like that their control will last much longer. As I've talked with Muhammad, there is an effect of cascading going on here. There's an effect of these people actually losing control of the lie. They can't keep this going without it being without them being exposed. So one need wonder if this perfect storm is developing. And of course, I have a kind of a suspicion that we're going to see evidence of this actually turning nasty in January and February. And that's what I've said for the last few weeks. The financial part of it, I don't think is going to be able to stay hidden even into Christmas. I think that there's going to be new elements to this financial nightmare surfacing before Christmas. But certainly in January and February, you're going to see all kinds of reports of banks failing, problems with credit limits and lines of credit and pension funds and companies, corporations going bankrupt, just serious problems everywhere. So stand by for that bad stuff. What else? The shoutcast thing I wanted to bring up. If you want to help us get this out, and of course our numbers are still very low on shoutcast because really nobody knows that we're even out there. And most of the people who follow the French Connection have done so through the audio files, through downloading and then listening to the work we do. But if you're listening to this stream right now, what we need help with is for you to leave this stream on as often as you possibly can to give us a boost in numbers. Why? So that we can raise up in the ranks of how many people are listening. Tell others to tune into us, too. I mean, I'm going to ask you to do that as well. But leave the stream going and turn your volume down, if you would, so that we move up the ladder toward the top. I mean, right now we're at 60 or 50th on the talk radio circuit. We need to be second, third, or fourth. We need a few hundred, a few thousand to get some real recognition. And if we end up getting up to that level, you're going to find people migrating to us anew, people that have never listened to these facts. We hoped for you to do the same thing with the Ben Friedman files. Now, we're going to run either or both of those streams simultaneously. Both Ben Friedman and the French Connection are going to run in parallel to each other, and not going to be – the French Connection's mainstream is not going to be what where you hear your Ben Friedman and your Fagan and the rest of it. That's going to be a separate stream. So we're hoping to, for you to maybe put it on your MySpace, put it on your Facebook, put it on any place that you, any of the forums. Tell people that this stream is the one to tune into. I mean, not just for the information, we also have great music. At least some of you think so. Some of you don't like it. And, you know, I always put on a little bit of the more eclectic and some people say eccentric kind of music. I like jazz and jazz vocalists and singers and, you know, even operatics and arias and things. I don't know. I have a kind of an eclectic, varied taste in music. But we always try to start and end a show with something decent, something interesting, something qualitative. Can't tell you how many emails I've gotten asking me, who was that you had singing that song? And anyway, you know, we're going to try also to do a whole lot more live broadcasting here, and I'm still in a process of learning how to do this on my own. And we're adding another layer of technology on top of this. And right when I need to bone up on the learning curve of the webmastering, and if you know anything about that job, understand that there are thousands of files on the website that many of them you don't see. Of course, we have archives pages and all that, but there's also a whole secondary part of the website that you're not even aware of. Everything we've ever done on the French Connection, everything that's ever been put up on the site is still in the on the system. And all of that stuff has to be organized, and then I have to figure out how to get it into software to manipulate it, to put it back out on the front page, and to do it correctly, and how to shift things around and move files, and I didn't know any of that stuff. And the software I'm using is professional, so that even makes it, I have to learn how to use the software. Yeah. None of it's simple. It's not press and click kind of stuff. It's kind of a little bit more complicated than that. So there's a learning curve for me, and now we've added this stream to it, and how do I take away a file and add a new file and change the name and log it in and do all that kind of stuff. That's another responsibility that I'm learning, I'm actually in the process of learning how to do. So every day, something new. I mean, in the 2.5 years I was putting up files on this website, it wasn't me who was doing it. Maybe I should have learned when the thing was still small and I could have grown with the work, but I didn't. So now I've got a huge site and I have to learn from scratch. Anyway, what else is going on? The other thing I'd like to talk about too is the ability to take to have emails come in from listeners. And I, you know, right now we're at 15 listeners live. That's not that many, but please leave on the stream if you would. As again, I'm going to ask, leave it on and let us get some numbers. Let us climb the ladder. Check on us daily. See how we do. Put us in your favorites thing and save French Connection. And if you can remember, click on that and give us a couple, you know, if you're not listening to anything else, please put this on for a while so we can actually get some exposure on Shoutcast. We can get some numbers. As I said, it is by you helping with that and me providing good content that new people will notice us. On top of that, we need you to do some marketing for us, if you would. Now, of course, 13 people can get 13 new people onto this website and so forth. We can grow this message. It might sound crazy, and it might, you know, when I started doing this, ladies and gentlemen, back at RBN, my first broadcast was up against Alex Jones, which is I intend to go up against this guy again when we get some numbers. When your help pushes us up toward his stream numbers, I'm going to go head-to-head with this guy on the facts. And I am going to call him out on all of the information that he lies about. And it's a lot of stuff, guys. But I started out with my first day, I think I had 40 listeners, which is even higher than I am right now on this stream. But I had 40 people listening in on the RBN stream. By the time I left, I was doing 250 to 300 per show. Now, that's awfully small. But they also had me going out on a couple of FM micro broadcasters, and I was also going out on a couple of other type of streams. And then what happened over time at RBN, I became one of the most popular archived shows at RBN. People would actually come home and download my archives, and I found out from the engineers over at RBN that I was one of the most popular at their network. So a lot of people going to work during the day were not around to listen to me, which was my show went on at like 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock Eastern time in midday. A lot of people didn't have the ability to listen. They'd want to listen at home, would download it when they got home, and it would be archived. And that was actually in the several hundreds by the time I left. Now, I carried that listenership with me over to Genesis, and it even grew larger. And thus the birth of the French Connection in its independence. And now we have several thousand people a day that come and look at the information and download files. But most of them have habituated the fact that if they want to listen to a file, they do it by download. So many of you would find listening in on the stream as something new and possibly something that you wouldn't do because it's not in your control. But we need you to do that, if you would. As I said, the only way that I'm going to be able to go head-to-head with this Mr. Jones over here, the guy that will not talk about the Zionist connection to crime in the world, he refuses to. And the only way we're going to get people to listen to Ben Friedman and get him into the ears of millions is if you tune into us. You know, there are other people out there that are starting to get this message on their own. They're actually starting radio shows of their own, and I encourage that. I want this to be on everyone's lips, and the more people participating in telling this story, the better off we're all going to be. So I encourage everybody to get out there and do this. But if we're going to really make a difference against the likes of Jones, we have to actually go head-to-head with him, and that requires possibly even people who are doing their own type of work there to lend us a little of your support. It's the best way for us to start really exposing this guy. And, I mean, he gets tens and tens of thousands of people every day to tune into him, and we could use them fighting on our side. They don't know Zionist Judeo-fascists are involved in this, and we've got all the facts that are necessary to prove it on the website, the books, the stories, the files. We've proven the source of the crimes of financial crimes that are coming. We've proven it. And we will continue to do more work on that. You know, it does seem sometimes, and you do get tired of this, over and over trying to make the same story sound exciting. And I'm sure that a lot of you don't even tune in anymore regularly because it seems like it's the same kind of information. The financial information certainly isn't, and it's been very powerful. And the development of that crime in the making is certainly going to have its own story to be told. And I'm going to try to tell you that story independent of these other sites. But, like I said, the 9/11 story, I think, is old news for me. And there are still people trying to tell me that there were no planes involved. If I don't finally agree to say there are no planes that hit those buildings, then they're not going to listen to me anymore. And I shake my head and I say, oh, yeah, good luck with that. And then there's people that tell me that, you know, I don't know, there was a nuke that went off. That's why the building went down. And that, blah, 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 blah. And you're barking up the wrong tree with me. I mean, I know that the Israelis were behind that, that they planted explosives in the building, that the thing came down, that they benefited. Ki bono, who benefited? They did. And elements within our government run by the Judeo-fascists did it. And it's very clear, well, after you've examined all of the facts, that they did. And yet, I'm still chided regularly for not spending more time on that subject. Well, there are bigger fish to fry. We've got to start getting the names out there. If you listened 3 days ago, I did a file where I named 50 or 60 people worldwide and organizations involved in the Judeo-fascist cover-up in the country and how they have monopolized our political system and our NGOs, our non-governmental organizations, to their own evil benefit. And I'm still waiting for more information from you about an updated list. How many of you out there are going to take it upon yourselves to update that list and send it to me? I need the better list than the one we've got up there, because that's from 2003. Certainly it could be updated. Certainly there are more names that needed to be placed up there. And I sure as heck could use the help from you to get that thing a little more powerful and a little more complete of information. Again, this is a joint effort. I don't do it by myself. One of the other things I want to talk about here is money. And, of course, we have been very responsible in that. People say that, our detractors say that this is about money. Crook Linda Shelton, that Zionist criminal that from Chicago that said, I was out after the money. Well, first of all, we don't get enough money for me to be out after the money. And secondly, everything that we've got in here, we've rolled that back in. And the results are what you're hearing now. Now, you know, we only have 320 streams coming on this particular streaming line right now, and the Ben Friedman one will probably have a similar number available and so forth. But we only have this amount for a few months, and it will expire because we didn't pay for the whole thing. We're going to be having to pay for more of it. So, and I still have the phone calls to Sweden and the phone calls to America and the three-way phone calls out of Sweden to the guests, like to Britain and whatnot. So there are expenses here, and that's why we need your help. And you'd be surprised how little comes in. There are people who do pony up the 5, the 10, the 20, and we are grateful for it. Two of them came in yesterday and one the day before. So it's slow and it's still coming, and we're grateful for it. But this is an ongoing process. If you haven't helped us out in a while, please think about doing it. $5, $10. It makes all the difference to us, and I don't know how much of a difference $5 is going to make to you guys out there. But for the French Connection, it's going to make a difference between us adding bandwidth, actually getting some advertising is what I'd like to do with this. I'd like to be able to put a couple of banner ads someplace. I don't think anybody will accept our banner ads, though. I think we're persona non grata for the most part everywhere. But, it's tiring. And it doesn't mean I'm too tired to fight. It just means that trying to sit here and keep this energy level high enough to keep you people excited about battling these crooks with us. And interestingly enough, this is the time that we need to be the most energized and the most angry and the most willing to fight. And, you know, I have to actually drum this up inside me to get this thing going again. Let's move here. Let's feel emboldened. Let's get this work where there are thousands. There was a time, and it should return to that, where you guys would go out and post this work all over the net. And I'm urging you all, please, to regain some of that momentum. Because the game we're fighting, the game that the French Connection is playing here is the real deal. We are the guys doing the big fight. And you know it, and I know it, and we need more people to know it too. And I think if we can get a new wave of interest in these facts, the likes of Alex Jones are going to fade. He can't succeed because he's lying about who did this. So he cannot succeed. He's based his entire story on falsehood, and that's why this man cannot succeed. And, of course, the other day he said, they say that I follow the Jesuits. They say that I follow. He was just deflecting lies away from everybody. The fact is, I don't care about the Black Pope and all that. So there are bad Jesuits that were planted there by the Zionists. I've had proof of that. I've got the book written about it. All the evidence of that Ignatius Loyola was part of the crypto-Judaism. We've sussed all that out. The fact is, this man's role on the airwaves is to point people away from the Judeo-Zionist fascist criminals. That's his job. And I have to say, he's done his job well. But he's had good budgeting, he's had good money coming in for it, and he's, you know. And how do people say, well, he does say a lot of truth. Well, of course he does, because he wouldn't be able to carry any credibility if he wasn't using the truth. Eric Hufschmidt used a lot of truth to dupe people. Take a look at what he did. It wasn't the fact that he wasn't telling the truth. It's what he did with the truth in my name that proves he's not on the up and up. He destroyed our ability to grow. He destroyed the cohesion and our story to fight this. And we were the only people out there for a very long time. There are more out there now. There are a whole lot of people out there doing it. But the truth is that he took his opportunity to destroy our credibility and keep our list low. And that was by design. And I, you know, 3 months going, looking at it now, 3 months in the rears, I am absolutely 100% sure that that was his game. Yep. And it worked. And we're still feeling the effects of it. You know, we're getting 7,000 to 10,000 people here on the French Connection every day coming to the files and the downloads. But that's what we were getting 5, 6, 8 months ago. And more people are looking for facts, and we're not getting them because of what this lying criminal has done. And he should be marginalized, as I asked everyone to do at the onset of our parting. Excuse me. I've had a cold. So that's one of the other things that winter brings, especially when you come in contact with large groups of people. You end up getting colds here. And one of the things that have been happening over here in France, the weather has gone from in the teens up into the 60s with rain, back down into the 20s, and then up again into the mid-50s with fog and rain again. And it's like a whipsaw. And lo and behold, I start coming down with a cold, but I guess that's everybody. And we're all the same in this world, ladies and gentlemen. We all put our pants on one leg at a time, and we all try to do this stuff and be as effective at it as possible. I'm asking you to get back out there on the forums and represent the work we've done, please. We need your help. So, until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling each and every one of you to be well. Take care of your families. Until the next time, bye-bye now. There is always a sun that's rising when I know in your heart you're there for me. And from now on, your flame just keeps me burning on. Oh, there is always a star that shines when you're far away or near to me.
Yeah.